听双语，网天下，北京外语广播。Your bilingual station, AM 774。大学生英语在线，你想知道的问题，你告诉他；你没想到的问题，他告诉你。最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。 Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入我们的互动 QQ 群，下载更多的英语学习资料。我们的 QQ 群的号码是331-7640，是331-7640。今天呢，我们要上的课程是托福的听力课，我们请来的嘉宾老师是优益爱学校的壮壮老师。老师好。
Yes, we're going to start off with a conversation between a student and a librarian.
又说到这个图书馆了啊。今天我们要听的听力内容是学生和图书管理员之间的对话。那我们在听之前有没有一些关键词可以先学习一下？
对，首先一个词呢就是 review 这个词。他说 newspaper review, and the students is supposed to...Write a newspaper review， 也就是在报纸上做什么呢？一个评论，明白吗
？Review 这个单词特别的重要。电影的影评网站，那有很多 reviews， 这就是电影的影评。
书评呢？
书评就是 book review。
哎，所以各种 review 就是对于一件事情的评论。还有一个词是 contemporary，temp，T-E-M-P。就是时间的意思 ，contemporary 呢就是当代。好，下面我们来再看还有一个词，也是比较好用的哈，一叫 controversial。controversial 这个词呢，写作的时候大家能想起来，它的含义就是有争议的啊，比如说 whether the government should spend more funds in providing music and sports class to kids。Then to do the academic things, this has been controversial. 就是这一个观点已经受到了不同的分歧的表现啊，有人会争论，这就是 controversial.
Controversial 有争议的 ，a controversial topic 就是一个有争议的话题。好，我们刚才学习了两个单词，一个是 review 指的是这个评论啊，另外一个单词是 controversial 是有争议的意思。好，那在听力中我们会关注这两个单词，也关注整个听力的意思。好，接下来呢，我们来听听看整篇听力的内容，一共是不到4分钟，3分半的时间，大家仔细听好了。听完以后，我们会回来详细的进行解释。
Listen to a conversation between a student and a librarian.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I need to find a review. It's for my English class. We have to find reviews of the play we're reading. But they have to be from when the play was first performed, so I need to know when that was, and I suppose I should start with newspaper reviews.
Contemporary reviews.
Sorry?
You want contemporary reviews. What's the name of the play?
It's Happy Strangers. It was written in 1962, and we're supposed to write about its influence on American theater, and show why it's been so important.
Well, that certainly explains why your professor wants you to read some of those old reviews. The critics really tore the play to pieces when it opened. It was just so controversial. Nobody had ever seen anything like it on the stage.
Really? Was that big a deal?
Oh, sure. Of course, the critics' reaction made some people kind of curious about it. They wanted to see what was causing all the fuss. In fact, we were on vacation in New York. Oh, I had to be, oh, around 16 or so. And my parents took me to see it. That would have been about 1965.
Oh, so that was the year it premiered? Great. But, newspapers from back then aren't online, so how do I...
Well, we have copies of old newspapers in the basement, and all the major papers publish reference guides to their articles, reviews, etc. You'll find them in the reference stacks and back. But I'd start with 1964. I think the play had been running for a little while when I saw it.
How'd you like it? I mean, it's just two characters on stage hanging around and basically doing nothing.
Well, I was impressed. The actors were famous, and besides, it was my first time in a real theater. But you're right. It was definitely different from any plays that we'd read in high school. Of course, in a small town, the assignments are pretty traditional.
Yeah, I've only read it, but it doesn't seem like it'd be much fun to watch. The story doesn't progress in any sort of logical manner. It doesn't have any real ending either. It just stops. Honestly, you know, I thought it was kind of slow and boring.
Well, I guess you might think that. But when I saw it back then, it was anything but boring. Some parts were really funny, but I remember crying, too. But I'm not sure just reading it. You know, they've done this play at least once on campus. I'm sure there's a tape of the play in our video library. You might want to borrow it.
That's a good idea. I'll have a better idea of what I really think of it before I read those reviews.
I'm sure you'll be surprised that anyone ever found it radical, but you'll see why it's still powerful, dramatically speaking.
Well, there must be something about it, or the professor wouldn't have assigned it. I'm sure I'll figure it out.
大学生英语在线。欢迎您继续收听。
好，这次听完呢，我们会把其中的一个节选仔细来念一下。第一句话啊 ，Of course, the critics' reaction made some people kind of curious about it。好，这个分析家、批评家 critics 啊，他们有一些反应。Their reaction made some people kind of curious about it。这些反应呢，是让大家对这个事情产生了好奇啊，所以这个呢，其实在互联网的事件都是这样。人家说不怕出美名，更不怕出恶名，只要大家关注就好。因为不管是什么样的反应，它都会引起人的关注。就像好长时间以前有一个芙蓉姐姐这么个事儿。听说过吧、
哎、
就是自己摆姿势照相照得奇丑无比，但是呢传播率特别高，所以呢他就说呢这个 curious 啊，这是好多人的一个共同特点。再接下来
They wanted to see what's causing all the fuzz。 哎，这里有一个单词其实大家也不太熟悉啊，叫 the fuzz、
嗯、
fuzz F-U-S-S fuzz
不是什么好东西。
嗯哼 They wanted to see what's causing all the fuzz。 这里的 fuzz 是什么意思呢？
就是不好的事儿啊，他就想知道这其中这些不好的事情里边到底什么是源头呢。 In fact, we were on vacation in New York. Oh, I had to be around 16 or so, and my parents took me to see it. That would have been about 1968. 这里边用了一个词，他提到了之前正在上演的时候呢，父亲就带他去纽约了。他那时候差不多年纪16岁左右啊。我想问你的是 That would have been about 1965。 为什么不说 that would be 而用了 that would have been， 缩写成 that would have been。 这个 would 加上完成时，其实它是有假的，它是真实发生的呢还是推测的呢？
应该是推测的吧。
对了，
哎，这是一种虚拟语气。
嗯哼，所以他说这件事儿呢啊，一定是发生在1965年，它是一个推测。大家在说的时候，就是虚拟语气这样的用法 ，would should can be must 啊 ，can 不可能加上，但是 must have been 是有的 ，may have been 也是可能有的。
嗯，
加上这个完成式啊，它是一个动词原形去改变过去成为完成式，都是表示推测的。
嗯，说到这个。虚拟语气呢，我们再详细解释一下吧。
虚拟呢，它是一种条件，但是你从名字就可以看出来，它不是实际发生的。比如说，如果我是你，我就会怎么怎么样，那我根本就不可能是你，所以这种情况呢，就是一个虚拟，你就不能用 if I am you， 而英文呢，就是往过去一个时态上靠，就是 if I were you I would 啊，怎么怎么样。
嗯哼。
然后这里边说 that would have been about， 就是现实已经没法查了、
嗯、
所以他就只能说是去假设，说而且他有足够的证据啊啊掐算的方法，所以也是经得住推敲的、
嗯、
所以他就说呢，至于啊我们那个时候是什么时间呢，就是差不多1965年前后。
没错。 然后呢学生就说了 So that was the year premiere, great, but newspaper from back then weren't online, so how do I... 哦、oh, 这个意思就是说当时的这个报纸啊并没有互联网的支持所以呢在网上是很难搜到的所以学生呢就很烦恼他怎么样能够在网上在今天能够找到当时的报纸
对而且他又说了一个 would 加完成式 that would have been about 1965这跟刚才用法一样说那一定就是1965年前后的样子
嗯
推测好接下来 student so that was the year premiere great but a newspaper from back then weren't online so how do I 他说那是那一年的首映首映这个词请大家记一下 premiere P-R-E-M-I-E-R 首次放映
the year premiere
所以当时是首映并且呢非常好而且他说新闻的啊，那时候的新闻呢就是会登出来当然了他说那时候那么早我也没法告诉大家接下来 librarian 又开始
Well, we have copies of all the newspapers in the basement, and all the major papers publish reference guides to their article reviews.
所以呢，所有的这个主要的报纸哈，全都会去刊登出来他们的这个参考书指南，然后呢，为人们看他们的这些文章呢，有更好的提供了更好的条件。
You will find them in the reference stacks in the back.
你会在后面的哈、啊、专门放参考书的那一部分呢找到这个书 But I start with 1964 I think the play had been running for a little while when I saw it 也就是这部剧最早一年上映始于哪一年啊
1964 1964年
哈、啊再接下来呢他说我觉得这一部剧已经开始演过很长一段时间了啊他说 start with 1964, so I think the play had been running for a little while when I saw it. 也就是我看那部剧的时候截止到那个时间之前这一部剧已经上演了相当的一段时间了。
And the student asked, how do you like it?I mean, just two characters on the stage hang around and basically doing nothing.
好，所以他说你这个重演又怎样呢？你看的是吧？他说我的意思是呢，这两个人物在舞台上呢，就是这么走来走去，也什么也不干呢，是不是？ Mm-hmm. 所以他说他就没看出来什么，然后就问你怎么样呢？然后 librarian 说
，Well, I was impressed. 他说他自己印象非常深刻。Mm-hmm. The actors were famous.And besides, it was my first time in a real theater. 原来是他第一次去剧院的经历哈。
对，所以这个老奶奶嘛，老人家哈，去现场去看，也不太常见。
But you are right. It was definitely different from many plays that we read in high school.
他说也和他们在中学的时候所读到的那些情景还不太一样。
Of course, in a small town, the assignments are pretty traditional.
哎，在小的城镇呢，这个作业呢都是比较传统的。然后 student 继续说 ，Yeah, I've only read it, but it doesn't seem like it would be of much fun to watch. It would be much fun. 啊，他说这个看，拿眼睛看这些东西也带不来多少好玩的事儿啊，并且呢，他说这个 ，You will find them in the reference stacks in the back.所以说他说你要找的这个东西呢是在后边呢专门有这么一部分存放参考书的地儿。然后 but I start with 1964, so I think the play had been running for a while, for a little while when I saw it. 也就是64年的时候他在看剧的时候这个剧已经上演了很长一段时间了啊所以呢是用了 the play had been running. 这是什么时态啊
?The play had been running.过去完成进行时
对了啊，所以这是已经发生在过去的过去、
嗯、
好下面呢还有一个句子我觉得得讲一下他说 Well, I was impressed
The librarian said Well, I was impressed The actors were famous And besides, it was my first time in a real theater It was definitely different from many plays that we read in high school
嗯，关键是我要讲的那个 I was impressed， 就是它的否定形式 I was not impressed。 我给你一个上下文哈，比如说一家人在聚会，就是等着这个孩子们到家，然后呢等了一个小时，人家都到了，就这个儿子刚到，这时候这个儿子的妈呢就开始说了 I'm not impressed at all， 就是个否定，你觉得是什么意思？
我一点都不惊讶。
嗯哼，就是一点都不奇怪。
我一点都不奇怪。
对，所以这个你用 I'm impressed 比较好，比较熟，但是用 I'm not impressed 大家不太习惯这样用。
嗯哼，
啊，这是一个要讲的事儿哈。再来一个呢，就是他讲看这个剧的时候呢，他说啊、，the story doesn't progress in any sort of logical matter, doesn't have real ending either, just stops。所以他说这个剧呢，嗯，没有什么逻辑的故事，实质没有，也没有真实的结尾啊，就是停在那儿了，这么一个故事。Honestly, you know, I thought it was kind of slow and boring. 所以这个学生当时在看的时候就是觉得挺没劲的这个剧。
节奏特别慢，慢就是 slow and boring。
好，然后呢再往下呢他说but I'm not sure just reading it, you know, they've done this play at least once on campus. I'm sure there is a tape of the play in our video library. You might want to borrow it. 这里边的话呢前面都不难，就是 you might want to borrow it， 这个用法其实就是我希望你去借来看，
嗯，是一种比较委婉的表达，哎，我希望你该怎么怎么办。
对了，
you might want to do something。
没错啊，比如说在你遇到困难的时候，人家说那个你要不然就怎么怎么怎么样吧，英文就是 you might want to do，
嗯，
中文是，对，中文是要不然你就怎样啊、
嗯、
好，然后学生就说 that's a good idea， I'll have a better idea of what I really think of it before I read those reviews。 所以学生说呢，我先看了这些东西之后啊，先去看这个录像，借来看之后，我再去看那个 review 啊，这个关于这个表演的评论，我就比较清楚是怎么样的了啊。这一段大概就是这些，我觉得可以再给大家放一下录音，这样我觉得大家会听得更清楚了。
嗯，我们再放一遍录音。
Listen to a conversation between a student and a librarian.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I need to find a review. It's for my English class. We have to find reviews of the play we're reading. But they have to be from when the play was first performed, so I need to know when that was, and I suppose I should start with newspaper reviews.
Contemporary reviews.
Sorry?
You want contemporary reviews. What's the name of the play?
It's Happy Strangers. It was written in 1962, and we're supposed to write about its influence on American theater and show why it's been so important.
Well, that certainly explains why your professor wants you to read some of those old reviews. The critics really tore the play to pieces when it opened. It was just so controversial. Nobody had ever seen anything like it on the stage.
Really? Was that big a deal?
Oh, sure. Of course, the critics' reaction made some people kind of curious about it. They wanted to see what was causing all the fuss. In fact, we were on vacation in New York. I had to be around 16 or so. And my parents took me to see it. That would have been about 1965.
Oh, so that was the year it premiered? Great. But newspapers from back then aren't online, so how do I...
Well, we have copies of old newspapers in the basement, and all the major papers publish reference guides to their articles, reviews, etc. You'll find them in the reference stacks in back. But I'd start with 1964. I think the play had been running for a little while when I saw it.
How'd you like it? I mean, it's just two characters on stage hanging around and basically doing nothing.
Well, I was impressed.The actors were famous, and besides, it was my first time in a real theater. But you're right. It was definitely different from any plays that we'd read in high school. Of course, in a small town, the assignments are pretty traditional.
Yeah, I've only read it, but it doesn't seem like it'd be much fun to watch. The story doesn't progress in any sort of logical manner. It doesn't have any real ending either. It just stops. Honestly, you know, I thought it was kind of slow and boring.
Well, I guess you might think that. But when I saw it back then, it was anything but boring. Some parts were really funny, but I remember crying, too. But I'm not sure just reading it. You know, they've done this play at least once on campus. I'm sure there's a tape of the play in our video library. You might want to borrow it.
That's a good idea. I'll have a better idea of what I really think of it before I read those reviews.
I'm sure you'll be surprised that anyone ever found it radical, but you'll see why it's still powerful, dramatically speaking.
Well, there must be something about it, or the professor wouldn't have assigned it. I'm sure I'll figure it out.
听完了第二遍，大家应该对这一部分的学生和图书管理员之间的对话更加熟悉了。
对，通常来讲呢，在图书馆呢会牵扯到好多这种找资料的事儿啊，所以呢，大家在做听力的时候呢，一定要记住哪些重点呢？肯定图书管理员的指示是比较重要的，而那些问的问题呢，相对来讲不那么重要。就是你不能全集中注意力的时候，至少你要把该集中注意力的地方要集中注意力就好了。
没错。
大学生英语在线，大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
好，那到节目最后呢，我们再念一位听众的提问。一位叫做土豆的网友，他在咱们的 QQ 群中啊跟我问了这么一个问题，他说对英文英式和美式英文他总是分不清，怎么区别，怎么样才能够学到地道的英式英语？
我觉得这个区别呢，除了发音上有，用词上也有。那这个呢，有太多的例子了，我觉得一时半会儿也说不清楚，我可以给你举个例子吧，好吧？比如说在你念英音的时候 ，after 是它的读音，但是美音就要念成 after， 是吧？那你怎么才能有这种感觉呢？首先你就得要多听，而且是对着英文的原稿，这样你就比较清楚，比较敏感了。其次来讲呢，就是在学习的初期，我建议大家根本就用不着分。你区分它有什么用呢？对吧？这个英语它在媒体上它都是就像普通话是有一个标准普通话，你听懂了普通话，你再听天津话、北京话，你也差不多就知道了。那你要区分出来哪些是天津话的特定的这个用词，比如说哏儿，这就是表示逗，在北京话它就不这样说。那你只能就要多听那个地区的话，或者是你在那个地区生活一段，然后你自然就会有了。是吧，读书看电影也都可以，就是这是问到方法的问题。
那如果针对考试，比如我们就是要考托福或者就是要考雅思，那我们应该多练美式的还是英式呢？托福的这个听力材料是不是都是美式的？
美式的为主啊，我只能说为主，因为托福出题的机构 ETS 他就说呢，为了把这个考试弄得更国际化，所以他会有一些其他的口音的英文，英音也算是其中一大的流派分支，所以会加这些英音的部分。然后即使是你到了美国念书，你也会发现那个教授，来自英国的教授是英国的口音的，印度的口音的，法国地区的口音的多的是。所以呢，他会有意识的加入这些各地区的英文的口音。而雅思呢是也是英式为主，但是他也会逐渐的加一些美式的英文。所以你在学的时候呢，你就是多听听当地的媒体，像英国就是 BBC 啊，这是它的大的广播公司。美国北美洲地区 CNN， 你要是想去澳洲，你就多听那个 ABC Australian Broadcasting Corporation 啊，还有那个 New Zealand 这些地区，找它的上网上都可以找到。然后你听一阵儿，你就知道区别还是挺大的，尤其是澳洲音和英音和美音。我就一开始去澳洲，我根本就听不懂。我就发现我这怎么回事？我这是英语全废了。哎，差不多一个星期左右，每天晚上看电视。就差不多能听懂了，就知道它有一些规律。
所以还是要多听多练。
没错，
对吧？那希望我们的回答对土豆也好，对其他的网友也好，都有所帮助。
大学生英语在线，大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
那今天的内容大致就是这些，希望大家能够有所收获。如果您想看到今天听力的文本，欢迎大家加入我们的互动 QQ 群。我们的 QQ 群的号码是3317640，是3317640。好，欢迎加入。最后感谢大家的收听，也谢谢壮壮老师的陪伴。我们下期节目再见。
再见。
The other people watching me, and we're all people watching the other people watching we.
And we're as lonely as we wanted to be. We're all as lonely as we wanted to be. Just as lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just you, you're just me. It's only true if we believe.
Touch my hand.